Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Damn straight. And as a man, even when you're dying, rule 76, play like a champion. Guess what they said every Monday and Friday here on the Bart Winkler Show. As long as I'm alive and Bart or I are on the show. On Mondays, we get you the audio of the day / weekend. I will get it from coaches, players, executives, reporters, whoever. As long as it sounds good and I can kill time, it's pretty much the whole point of this segment. I will present it to Bart in the most generic way possible, and he will guess what they said. We will grade accordingly. 5 clips to decide the future of our lives for the next 5 to 7 minutes. All right, Bart, let's start with Monday Night Football. The San Francisco 49ers go ahead and take care of business against the Carolina Panthers. 49ers improved to 8-4. Panthers are the definition of mid at 6-6. A very boring game, if you ask me. I looked, and it was like the third quarter before Christian McCaffrey got one of his touchdowns, and I'm like, how is this only in the third? What a snore fest. But it is technically a revenge game for Christian McCaffrey. He faces his old team. 3 years ago, who would have thunk it? Wow, time flies. McCaffrey, 142 yards from scrimmage and that touchdown. Brock Purdy had a really rough night, 3 interceptions. He might get dropped from my fantasy team. Depends on Baker's health. But anyway, let's go to the head coach, Kyle Shanahan, the winning head coach. And I want you to guess what he had to say, Bart, on what he's seen from his team the past 2 weeks. Is it 22 seconds long? What do you think that the Wonder Kid, who isn't a kid anymore and should really stop wearing his hat the way that he wears it, had to say?
All right, well, this week it was the Panthers, and last week it was the Cardinals. What's he seen from his team? Now this is Purdy back here. 3 touchdowns last week. How long?
This is 21 seconds long. Not 22, but whatever. It's 1 second.
What he's seen from his team the last 2 weeks?
Si, senor.
Yeah, just the, the resiliency, the willingness to never give up. You know, there's been times where we could have packed it in or, you know, felt bad for ourselves, but come back to respond. A lot of great guys, you know, a lot of guys making plays and stepping up, and we've been banged up, and just to have guys coming back, and you know, hopefully more. It's just working them in, and you know, just trying to get in a groove here so that we can make a nice stretch run. But just been really impressed with everybody and playing for each other.
These guys have been playing a while together. I mean, just you know, ever since losing Fred and stuff, it's been a bunch of young guys, guys who haven't had their ops yet. And, you know, I think each week you can feel them in practice get better and better. Now, it's not always that result on Sunday or on Monday, but today it was. I thought last week it was. And we all know it was a rough fourth quarter, but these last two games, I thought we've really improved.
Sure. Why the hell not? Yeah, you mentioned some things that pretty much spirit of the clip rule, resiliency, guys playing together, just end it there. I mean, what's he going to do? These guys look like crap the last 2 weeks, but somehow we're 2-0. So, you know, that would have been much more interesting if he said that. But yeah, a lot of
coaches. That would have been front page news. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, muy hilarious. In any case, you're 1-0, like the 49ers are 2-0 the last 2 weeks. So yay 49ers, I guess. And now on the Panther side.
You ever been in the paper?
Yeah, a long time ago. I forgot why I was in the paper. I wasn't
like
arrested.
What kind of like the New York Post?
No, or like the- no, no. It was I wasn't in the New York Post like a year ago it was a year ago when I said Pete Alonso should take a Cody Bellinger type deal, and then he did. So that got picked up.
In the Post? Like the actual printed copy?
Well, sort of. Our good buddy Dexter Henry, friend of the show, friend of the network, he was doing some digital work for the Post. So I was like a guest on his show. So like I got picked up there. But, yeah, I mean, that was a smart take because that's exactly what happened. He opted out and, boom, the rest is history. In any case, Bryce Young.
I've been in the New York Times.
Were you really?
I was quoted in an article about Giannis.
Oh, how about that? And you are the foremost expert on all things Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. All right. Back in December of 2020.
Send me the clip. I'd love to read it.
Yeah, hold on. We'll do that at the end.
Beautiful. Maybe we'll lead the fifth hour with that. Bryce Young, 18 of 19, .169 through the air, had one touchdown, two picks. This was a very ugly game on both sides. Like I said, five interceptions between Young and Purdy, so not an aesthetically pleasing game. How about the running game? Almost non-existent. And I say almost pretty much. Six carries for Rico Dowdle, three for Chuba Hubbard. They got really nothing from their backfield. So I want you to guess what Bryce Young had to say. It's 21 seconds long on why did they lose against the 49ers? That's it. Guess what he said.
Okay. All right. It's just we didn't make the plays when we had opportunities to make them. We came up short, whether it was, you know, just not getting it in or not getting that extra yardage. There's a lot that I had a couple interceptions, some decisions that I'd like back, but we're getting close. We're getting close to feel good, but we gotta, you know, it doesn't matter if you don't win, and we'll have to go back and think about this and move on to next week.
Just lack of execution. You know, a couple plays you want to have back, a couple stuff they could do better. Haven't watched film yet, but you out there live, it doesn't feel great, sucks. Gonna be a sucky playing right back, but we got a short week. We gotta turn the page. We gotta flush it quick. So not the outcome we wanted. But we're moving forward.
Bravo. Almost like you were in a room with him when the question got asked. Execution is what doomed the Panthers.
Well,
yes.
There's something in that that I've never said this, but I need to think of it for the future, is I haven't watched the tape yet. I've not ever said that in
You know what?
Answer.
And that's right. And that's such a coach/player like cliche, the fact that this is the first time that it's being brought up. And how many months have we been doing guess what they said at this point? Like, this is not new. That's never come up from you. You're absolutely right. I think I need to start deducting points if you if you don't say watch the tape. Even if it's not in the answer, you gotta fit in.
I was gonna make a joke there, but then I decided not to.
Alright, good, be a pro you are. Alright, 2-0. Let's try to breeze through this because we got an update to get to. Congratulations to the Rams. I guess if congratulations are in order, they are on top of the NFC at 9-2 by virtue of the Eagles losing. So Philadelphia is at 3, tied with the Bears. They're both 8-3. Tampa, Seattle, Green Bay, San Francisco, and Detroit round up your top 8 in the National Football Conference. I want you to guess what head coach for the Rams, Sean McVay, had to say on how it feels to be on top of the NFC right now. It's a short one. It's 9 seconds. Guess what?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You have to say.
You're always happy with wins. We haven't won anything yet. That's why I keep telling these guys, you know, we got to get in there every week. We got to get better. We got a lot bigger goals than this. We feel good, but we got a lot more we need to do.
The only thing that would matter is if the season ended right now. So, you know, it's, do you remember who was in first place with 6 weeks left last year? Me either.
He actually really did not play it at all. He completely buried it. You were a little more optimistic in your answer. Then he
wasn't giving me that one.
No, I'm not giving you that one. No, you didn't get it.
Okay.
You were more optimistic than he was. He completely dismissed it. So, therefore, I award you no point. You're 2-1. You could still win here, though.
I said we haven't won anything yet.
Yeah, but again, you were more like, oh, you like the wins. And you were more upbeat. He didn't care.
Okay.
He didn't care. There's no spirit of clip rule here.
I said okay.
Good. As long as we're on the same page. All right, let's go to the Chiefs and the Colts. Colts had a chance to do something very funny. Colts could not get it done. So finally, the Chiefs win a one-possession game. 23-20, your final there in Arrowhead. But there was an opportunity for the Colts to stamp their foot on the throat of the Chiefs. There was a fumble in the fourth quarter that could have changed the momentum of the game. It did not. Chiefs wound up holding on. And obviously, they're still in it for their playoff lives. The Chiefs are 6-5. The Colts just dropped down to 8-3. No big deal for them. But I want you to guess what Patrick Mahomes had to say on what the energy was in the stadium after the Chiefs fumbled in that fourth quarter. It's 18 seconds long. Guess what Patrick Mahomes had to say.
After the Chiefs fumbled?
Correct.
Yeah, you can feel it. People getting tense. You know, we got a lot of the crowd hangs on. And the crowd's great. We love the crowd. They're so good, but we knew that we had to give them something to cheer about today. A lot of effort came out. They've been coming out for a long time, and we knew we had to dig down there and make sure that nobody was leaving, and we had to come back, and we still had time on the clock, get a win.
There was like a feeling that you had an Arrowhead. You could see the fans kind of were behind us. Like they didn't kind of hang their heads because it was a fumble. They said that we're going to be with y'all through the end, through this all. And I thought that was really cool. And you could kind of feel that momentum kind of swing in our favor, even after a bad play for us. So I'm glad that happened here because I thought that really did change the outcome of the game.
Now, I'd love to give you a fractional point for the impression because it was very close and made me laugh. However, I can't give you the point here because you said the crowd was tense. Everything else after was accurate. But the crowd was intense. He said that the crowd was behind them. Therefore,
well, I think he's lying.
I believe that too. You're not going to tell me after a fumble, people are going to cheer. Oh, don't worry, guys, you got it. Pick yourself up by that bootstrap. I call absolute shenanigans, total BS. That did not happen. But that's Mahomes trying to be a good guy for the fans. Unfortunately, that doesn't work in your favor. You're 2-2. Need this one for the win. And if you're an Eagles fan, it's been sounding like doom and gloom for like 4 weeks, but somehow you guys keep on winning. Well, it finally, the other shoe dropped as you fell to 8-3, thanks to the Cowboys, who are now 5-5-1, 24-21, your final score there. Nick Sirianni, I want you to guess what he had to say, head coach of the Eagles, on what went wrong for the offense in the second half. This is 20 seconds long. You know the game. I don't got to recap it with you. What does Nick Sirianni have to say about that second half offense?
Yeah, we just got out of our rhythm. We just, you know, credit to the Cowboys defense for, you know, hanging in there. And, you know, they could have folded up shop, but they came with us every step of the way. And we just got to – it's come down to we got to make the plays. We got to make the plays. And, I mean, that's on me. I got to call better game to get our guys in that position. But this is one that we'll have to learn from and, you know, try to get out there. You know, we got a short week ourselves. We'll get out there and got to correct these things if we want to get better.
We're always trying to be a balanced attack. So I just think, again, we'll have to look at ourselves and look at the schemes, and then we're going to have to look at the execution and see what the issues were. We just weren't very efficient as an offense in that second half. I didn't really feel that we took our foot off the gas.
This is very tough. I'm not even trying to be joking or drawn out for dramatic effect. It's almost like a tie. Because the first half of the answer is pretty much in line with what you're saying. You know, got to go look at the, you know, we didn't execute. We got to go back and look at ourselves. This, that, and the third. But then he said, I don't think the play calling was an issue. And you said the play calling was an issue. So that fundamentally is incorrect. But this is about as 50-50 as a clip. Bart, I hate that we have to do this. Because I think this is only the second time we've ever done it. But this, guess what they said, is going to end in a tie.
Hold on.
No, I got nowhere to go. You got to throw the mark.
No, I got it here. I have the official rules of guess what they said. There. In case of a tie goes to the runner. A tie is a yes. Bart wins.
And mercifully said that. That's guess what they said.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet 365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.